Hello, this is Stephen Childs, The Way of Fairness. Well, I don't know where to start. All right. Years ago, I met a man at Alcoholics Anonymous, and they had had investigations of Satanism. And where I grew up in central Utah, Springville, Utah, the home of the Mighty Red Devils, I might add. They tried to subtract that away from the name. They wanted to change the name, and they voted twice that I know of, and the people voted, no, leave it the Mighty Red Devils. So they left it the Mighty Red Devils. Now, there was a program on back in the era of the Satanic Panic. And I think it was, I might have trouble remembering. It was on 2020, and it said that Utah, that county, has the highest rate of Satanism of anywhere around. And when I was a young boy, there was, I don't even remember it, there was the neighbor committed suicide after they claimed he was playing with the Ouija board, and three of them died that were playing it. The thing told them they were going to die. There's other examples about Satanism that I could share that have had, that resulted in some strange things happening. But I want to skip to where I was in AA. See, I didn't fit in with the religion, so I drank. I didn't want to not drink. And I was betrayed by falsehood from religion, and I knew it. See, a lot of people know that, so they become Satanists or whatever, or atheists. And, well, first of all, there's what they call an honest mistake, where you were convinced that you were right about something, but then when somebody really takes some time and explains it to you, and they're not threatening you or anything, they're just explaining, you realize that you wasn't right. So that's an honest mistake. And, you know, you immediately change what you believe to be true when you find out that it wasn't true what you thought was true. Okay, you've been deceived for one reason or another. All right, so we live in a world where people are deceiving us. I'm struggling with the beings that I can't see deceiving me right now. So, it's like, I can't stop them from deceiving. And so I just have to be as aware as possible to realize when it's not true, I'm being told something that's not true. So most of that stuff that I'm hearing telepathically is not true. It's lies. Okay, so back to AA, and I meet the guy who tells me he was popular at Alcoholics Anonymous, and a lot of people used him for their sponsor. I think so. He had a lot of he supported a lot of people with his strength. So he told me one day, he knew my family, and in fact, when I was younger, he stopped me. I was going up to camp out in the canyon, and he stopped me claiming to be a sheriff or something, and searched my backpack. And I was like 15, I think. And one of my friends, why'd you let him? They're not supposed to without a warrant. And he said he was on like a drug task force or whatever. And I didn't have anything with. The truth of it is I was on my way to experiment with some psychedelic substance, LSD, which I did that night. So that's kind of strange in itself that I would be, does somebody know what I'm thinking, you know? Okay, so later I meet him at AA, and he had been part of the task force for Satanism, I think. And there was chickens being sacrificed, they said. They were sacrificing roosters or something. He told me one day, Steve, it would be easier if you just surrender to Satan. It would be easier for you. And I said, you're probably right, but I'm never going to. And so we were finished with that conversation. And I stayed friends, and he was looking for gold. It was like his hobby was to try to find the gold. I ended up having a dream that involved a UFO that was black and red. And it lit on the top of one of the nearby mountains here. And so then, because I would not surrender to the gang. See, I wouldn't surrender to the gang of the church. I'll just call them all gangs, groups of people. Yeah, let me call them groups of people. Because I wouldn't surrender to the group of people that were a particular branch of Christianity, LDS, Latter-day Saint. See, they claim the other people are with the devil, and the other people claim that the LDS are with the devil. And so this has been going on a long time. And if you read the Old Testament, that's what's in the Old Testament. The other God is the devil, and our God is the good guy. So, because you won't surrender to the group, you are cut off from benefits from surrendering to the group. And so I was cut off. That's why he was explaining to me it would be easier if I surrendered to the group that have called Satan as their higher power, I suppose. They call him God. My higher power I call God. So then, as a result of being deprived from joy and money and a girlfriend and so forth, I had a difficult time. So I want justice for that, because I did the right thing. And I want justice for me choosing the right thing to do. And the right thing is stay with the truth no matter what it is, no matter what happens. And if you don't know something's true, don't say it's true, or else that's lying. Because you're claiming something. Say somebody stole some cookies and you think it might have been somebody you know, and they tell you, no, it wasn't him. I know it wasn't him. And so just because somebody tells you that he didn't do it, then you tell everybody it's true, he didn't do it. That's a lie, because you don't know that he didn't do it. So we don't want to get anyone in trouble. We just want to create a world where people are fair to each other. What if somehow you get reborn to planet Earth again? Don't you want the world to be fair when you get here? instead of getting here and being betrayed by unfairness again? Think about it. So, there's truth. And truth is not going to hurt us. Truth is a good thing. It's, there's some things that are difficult to learn about. But then we experience it anyway. It's like the school shooting in Texas. We didn't want to all hear about that, but we heard about it. We're not done hearing about it. So that wasn't fair. They're born into their family and they go to school and somebody kills them one day. So, let's require fairness from each other. That's what my website's all about. And then we're not going to punish anyone. We're just going to convince them, if you're fair, we forgive you. We don't care what you did. We don't care if you was a Satanist, or a Christian, or a Muslim, or an atheist, or anything. We don't care. We just want everyone to be fair from now on. So, I'm watching this YouTube video today. Aaron Raw. I think he's from Utah. I'm not sure. But he's well known on YouTube. And he's recently been open about being a Satanist, and it's the Church of Satan. They protest unfairness in the government. And I found out that Ayn Rand was basically the inspiration for the Satanic Bible, those rules of taking care of yourself. But the flaw with Ayn Rand is it's not teaching that greed is a path to suffering. It doesn't say anything about that. So she's created a lot of greed in the world. And she was atheist, I think. She was, it's called objectivism. I'm an objective physicalist myself. But I have this belief that we all need to be fair to each other so that we don't hurt each other, so we live in a happier world. So you can look at it as that something morally wonderful, morality kind of thing, or just practical. Nothing to do with some great achievement. It's just an acknowledgement of what really works. So, the honest mistake is that they told us that there's an all-powerful God that created the universe and created us and has all power over us. And it's that the commandment is you have to love that God. And then, like Aaron Ross explained, the only sin is to not surrender to that God. So you can do whatever you want as long as you surrender to that God. And that's exactly the complaint I've had about Christianity. Turn the other cheek and resist not evil, and Jesus will forgive you, and you'll never die. And it doesn't matter what you do wrong. You just have to keep surrendering and saying, oh, Jesus, what if... So, so it's an honest mistake. When I was young, I believed it, and I believed in Santa Claus, and one day I realized, oh, there's not really a Santa. And it's like, I was like, oh, that's kind of shocking. But it wasn't really harmful. I kind of understood people are like that. I already knew people were like that. They told stories that were not true. So then I realized that when I was a young teenager that I don't believe the Mormon church is true, like they claim it is, the most true church. I thought, no, it's not. That's a story they're telling like Santa Claus. So that began the process of changing my beliefs that there's not an all-powerful, all-knowing creator. And I'm basing this on evidence from our telescopes and our microscopes. We can see there's not. This happened without one. So then, here we are with these people that are still believing it, and they're doing some horrible things in politics. And the Republican Party is really getting crazy. And they're basing it on somebody who's got all power that's going to make whatever they do right and forgiven. But that somebody doesn't exist. As much as they wish it did exist, it doesn't. Now, this is my opinion based on evidence. Their opinion based on faith is absurd and it's a lie. Because they're claiming things are true that they don't have any evidence for. So I already explained that with the cookie jar theft metaphor. And people are saying, like, don't give Jesus your crap. Well, Jesus doesn't exist, so it doesn't matter if I give something that doesn't exist my crap. So who's playing like they're Jesus that's actually getting the crap? Serves them right for playing like they're God. So if there's an infinitely powerful God, God can handle us giving him all the crap. There's not one. So where's it going? It's going to the person that's claiming there is, just like it should. So the only path to freedom from this truth is get rid of the falsehood. Freedom from the truth that harms you. Because it depends on what you're doing. Who's got the power? Depends on who has the power. So, actual truth has the power. So if you're fighting against actual truth, it's going to hurt you. But if you're supporting actual truth, this has nothing to do with God. I'm an atheist. It's like Aaron Ross said. Sincerely, there is no God. They're accusing him of believing in a God and hating that God. No! There's not one to hate. We don't hate something that doesn't exist. We hate unfairness. And we hate being betrayed. So as I'm watching this video, I'm having all kinds of phenomena going on in my mind. It's crazy. I watched it, part of it, about 3 times, trying to get it to sort itself out. And it hasn't yet. So the path it's on is that I have to be honest about harmful thinking toward other people. And, because it's wrong. So, it's like part of human nature. So, part of what we are is wrong. Okay, I can accept that. It's probably true. We behave harmfully to others as a result of being human, which isn't our fault. But we are responsible to stop the bad behavior. And, you know, nobody's in trouble. We just need to stop the harmful behavior. I don't know. There's the replacement theory. It's so ridiculous. Because all of us die when we get old, if something doesn't kill us sooner. And we die so others can live. Because we can't keep having people on the planet till there's 40 trillion gazillion people per square inch. There has to be a balance of people born and people that die, you know. So we're replaced by our children when we die. And it's sad, but death is a fact of life. So there's something true about replacement, being replaced. All of us get replaced by the next generation. The children being born now will get replaced by the generations that follow them. So we're all in the same boat. It doesn't matter what your age is. So that's why we care about each other. And then all the different colors of skin, different tribes, we're all people. And there's all kinds of tribes here in the USA. And so I'm not threatened by the other tribes. In fact, I feel safer having other tribes around me as a white person than being around white supremacists. Because if the white supremacists know what I think, they're probably going to hang me on the day of the rope from the Turner Diary, you know. And so I'm not safe around white supremacists because I think they're wrong. And I'm safe around people of other tribes because I'm on their side as human beings. I'm on people that are white side that just think they're a human being, another kind of human being like everybody else. So, I have friends that aren't white, and I've worked with them, and I've seen the suffering they go through because they're not white in an area of white-powered people. If you see us all as humans, and that we can all be fair to each other and help each other, then there's no issue at all with replacement theory. It's a bunch of nonsense, is what it is. So I'm having dreams about people in my family that are being hurt by their wrong position on this issue. And they need to change their thinking. When my thinking isn't right, I need to change it. And when your thinking isn't right, you need to change your thinking too. So we were told this lie that there's an all-powerful creator, and we're finding out that that's not really the truth. We thought it was. The people in the past were very sure that it was true. But now we know better, so we need to change what we believe. Because it's causing a lot of people to hurt that are innocent. They burned witches. They tortured people in the Inquisition. The Islamic religion are beheading people, cutting people's hands off. So there's, and it's based on this belief that there's an all-powerful, all-knowing God that told them to do that. That's a lie.